Here's another really cool blind cool tech podcast by Rickster.
Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and I'm back with you for a fourth segment on the Goldwave audio editor. In this particular session, we will learn to use the batch file converter, the file merger utility, and we will also work with cue points. One, we will drop some cue points on a file, and we'll jump back and forth through those various cue points to show you how that works. Then I will show you how to use the cue points in order to split a file up into multiple parts. This is real useful on very long files that you may want to split up. You might have a 4-hour audio file, and for some reason you may want to split that up into 4 1-hour segments. And this is where the cue points will come in real handy, and can do that quite simply. Okay, I have Goldwave up and running.
The open file is untitled 1.
I have an open file here, but at the moment we're not going to use it. The first thing we're going to do is I'm going to show you how to use the batch file converter. The batch file converter is located under the files menu.
Alt F menu bar, file menu, new dot dot dot, control plus N, menu, new dot dot dot, control plus N.
And I believe you can hit B.
B, leaving menus, presets, presets, edit combo, batch processing dialog, presets, presets, edit combo.
To get into the batch conversion dialog box. Or you can also just scroll down to it and press enter on it. Let me go over this box a little bit. I do have the scripts running for Goldwave, so this may be slightly different than without. I believe there were a few differences, but I'm not sure at this point. So if there are, that would be the reason why. And by the way, this is Goldwave version 5.13.
Tab, list view, 0 items. Shift tab, presets, presets, edit combo, presets, presets, edit combo.
Let's see, we have a presets combo box here.
Default.
And doesn't have anything in it but default, so we're not going to worry about that.
Tab, presets, add, preset button. Tab, presets, remove, preset, tab, list view, 0 items.
The list view is where the list of all of our files we want to convert will go into.
Tab, add files, dot, dot, dot button.
The add files is where we select files for batch conversion.
Tab, add folder, dot, dot, dot button.
Or you can add an entire folder for batch conversion.
Tab, convert tab.
This is the conversion tab.
Process tab, folder tab. Information tab, folder tab, process tab, convert tab.
We're just going to stay right now with the convert tab.
Tab, convert files to this format, colon, checkbox not checked.
This is where we tell Goldwave how to convert a batch of files. We would check this box.
Space, batch processing dialog. Tab, list view, 0 items. Tab, add files, dot, dot, dot button. Tab, add folder, dot, 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 tab, convert tab. Tab, convert files to this format, colon, checkbox checked.
We have a checkbox now checked.
Tab. Tab, save as type, colon, combo box, wave left parent star dot lav right parent. MPEG audio left parent star dot mp3 right parent.
This is where we tell it what we want to convert our files to.
Wave left parent star dot mpeg audio left parent star dot mp3 right parent.
I'm going to select mp3 for this particular conversion.
Tab, attributes, colon. Tab, combo box, layer dash 3 ACM, 44,100 HZ, 128 kbps, joint stereo.
And this is just the attributes for the MP3 file, and I'm going to leave it at this. It's a low rate, but it's acceptable. You could go up further, like 160 or 192 joint stereo. Those would result in better conversion, and if you're a really, really, really sensitive audiophile, then you might want to go up to 256 or 320. But for this particular demonstration, I will leave it at the 128 joint stereo.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, help button. Tab, presets edit combo, default. Tab, presets add preset button. Tab, presets remove preset button. Shift tab, presets add preset button.
Oh, that's for our presets.
Tab, tab, list view, zero items. Tab, add files, dot, dot, dot button.
Then I'm going to click on the add files button by pressing my space bar.
Space, add files dialog, file name, colon, edit combo, zero items. Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected audio and video, 1 to 4, audio temp.
I'm going to go into an audio temp folder I've set up.
Enter folder view list view not selected 01 track 1 dot UMA 1 to 4.
I'm going to select all four of these files in this folder by doing a control A.
01 track 1 dot UMA 02 tab file name colon edit com tab files of type colon tab open button.
Tell it to open.
Space batch processing dialog add files dot 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 button.
Going to tab back to my list.
Shift tab, list view, F colon backslash audio temp backslash 01 track 1 dot UMA 1 to 4. List view, F colon backslash audio temp backslash 01 track 1 dot UMA 1 to 4. F colon backslash audio temp backslash 02 track 2 dot UMA. F colon backslash audio temp backslash 03 track 3 dot UMA.
And there are the four files that I selected for conversion.
Tab, add files dot dot tab, add folder dot tab, remove button.
And you could simply keep adding files or folders at this point if you needed to go to other places to add files to the list.
Tab, remove all button. Tab, convert tab. Process tab.
I'm going to look at these just briefly to see if they affect us any.
Tab, list view, zero items. Tab, add effect dot 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 button. Tab, add chain dot 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 button. Tab, add edit dot 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 button. Tab, begin button, tab, cancel button, tab, help button.
That's if we wanted to add an effect to the batch files that we're converting. I don't know if you wanted to add some reverb or something, I guess, to the files as a batch. Or if you wanted to do some volume changes or volume normalization or noise canceling or things like that, you could go into this tab.
Tab, presets, edit combo, tab, presets, add, tab, presets, or tab, list view, F colon backslash, tab, add files, dot, tab, add folder, dot, tab, remove button, tab, remove all, tab, process tab.
That's the process tab.
Folder tab, tab, store all files in their original folders, radio button checked, 2 of 2.
The folders tab tells us where we can store our files. In this particular case, we're going to store them where we selected them from.
Tab. Tab, override existing files, shift, 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 tab, folder, tab.
Well, let's look at that.
Tab, store all files in error, tab. Tab, override existing files, checkbox not checked.
Okay, we don't want to overwrite existing files.
Tab, begin button. Shift, 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 tab, store all files in error, shift, tab, folder, tab, folder, tab, information, tab. Tab, retain information currently in each file, radio button checked, 2 of 2.
Okay, that most likely retains tag information and other types of information.
Shift tab, information tab, folder tab, process tab, convert tab.
And those are our tabs for this process. And I think for the most part you can leave the other tabs alone. They're not, the folders tab, the process tab, and the info tab. I believe the defaults are okay there. You can play around with those if you'd like.
Tab, convert files to this format. Tab. Tab, save as type colon combo box. MPEG audio left parent star dot MP3 right parent. Tab, attributes colon. Tab, combo box. Tab, begin button.
Once you've selected all the files that you want to convert, then you would press your space bar here on the begin button. And I'm going to do that.
Space, batch processing dialog, audio decompression 0/4, cancel button.
And we have a dialog box up now while we're converting.
List view, 0 items.
Okay, we're not really getting any information here. Let's see what's going on.
Title is batch processing.
Okay, we're still batch processing.
Cancel.
Okay, it's just a dialog box.
Batch processing dialog. Saving list view. Zero items. Header bar. Overall progress colon. 01 track 1.mp3. Cancel button. Time remaining colon. 0 o'clock. 03 left parent. 90% right parent.
And what I did there to get that information is I just did an insert B to read the contents of the dialog box. Probably could have switched to the JAWS cursor as well and just cursored up through it. But insert B will work in our case.
Batch processing dialog. Saving list view. 01 track 1.mp3 colon complete. 1 of 1. Header bar. Overall progress colon. 02 track 2.mp3. Cancel button. Time remaining colon. 0 o'clock 21 left parent. 49% right parent.
And it looks like it's converted one of the files and it's working on the next. This will take anywhere from a minute or two to, oh jeez, who knows, half an hour, hour, depending on your PC, depending on how many files you've selected to convert. Conversion between formats can be pretty slow, so be aware of that.
Batch processing dialog. Saving list view. 01 track 1.mp3 colon complete. 1 of 2. Header bar. Overall progress colon. 03 track 3.mp3. Cancel button. Time remaining colon. 0 o'clock 27 left parent. 41% right parent.
Looks like it's working on file 3 out of 4. And I'm just getting that from the file name it's telling me.
Batch processing dialog. Saving list view. 01 track 1.mp3 colon complete. 1 of 2. Header bar. Overall progress colon. 03 track 3.mp3. Cancel button. Time remaining colon. 0 o'clock 05 left parent. 91% right parent.
And as you hear, the box doesn't read real well. It's kind of jumbled, it sounds like. So.
Batch processing dialog. Saving list view. 01 track 1.mp3 colon complete. 1 of 3. Header bar. Overall progress colon. 04 track 4.mp3. Cancel button. Time remaining colon. 0 o'clock 17 left parent. 51% right parent.
And it's almost finished, so it didn't take very long.
OK button.
And we've got our OK button here. Let's
OK see. Button. Batch processing dialog. OK button. List view. 01 track 1.mp3 colon complete. 1 of 6. Header bar. Overall progress colon.
Okay, and obviously it's finished, so I'm going to press spacebar on
okay button.
The OK button.
Space, batch processing dialog, begin button. Tab, cancel button.
And I'm just going to Alt F4 out of this.
Goldwave, the open file is untitled 1.
And I'm going to minimize Goldwave for a minute.
Windows M, desktop, home. Enter, my computer, list view not selected 3-1.
Go to my computer.
XP, DVD, other stuff left, audio dash video left. Enter, list view, audio temp. Enter, list view not selected, 01 track 1.mp3, music tasks, 01 track 1.uma.
And there you see my original WMA files.
01 track 1.mp3.
And my batch processed MP3 files. Make sure these work. I'll bring one up for a few seconds so I don't violate copyright issues.
Enter. For screen sensitive. Title is 1. Track 1-Widow.
And it sounds Space. Perfectly normal, so.
Audio temp. List view 01 track 1.mp3. Music Alt F4. For a list of gold wave commands, press JAWS key plus H.
Okay, I'm back up into Goldwave, I believe.
No, Windows active.
No, I'm not.
Keep Alt tab, Goldwave, the open file.
Okay, now I'm back into Goldwave. So, that's all there is to batch conversion. It's not too hard to do. Cursoring around gets a little tricky at times. If it does, just keep cursoring. Sometimes when you hit something, the focus of the box will change. And you'll be bounced around a bit, but just keep cursing around with your tab key and you'll be okay. So that's it for the batch conversion. I think that was pretty easy. It's not very hard to do. Now what we're going to do next is I'm going to do a file merger of these four audio tracks that I've set up. We're going to convert those into just one file, That way I can show you also how to use the cue points, and I'll have a bigger file to work with. So let's go up to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file, edit, effect, view, tool.
Go to the tool.
Menu, tool, menu, CD reader, dot, 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 control, dot, 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 chip, cue points, dot, 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 effect, chain, edit, expression, effect, file, merger, dot, dot, dot.
And we'll go down to the file merger item in this menu, and we'll hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, list view, zero items, file merger, list view, zero items. Tab, add files, dot, 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 button. Shift tab, list view, zero items.
And I'll go over this box here briefly.
List view, zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Here will be the list of files that we're going to merge together. They'll show up in this list box.
Tab, add files, dot, 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 button.
We have an add files button.
Tab, preferred sampling rate, colon, edit, 44,100.
That's our preferred sampling rate for the merged files. That should be left, for the most part, right where it's at. Unless you have reasons to change it, I wouldn't do so.
Tab, cancel button.
Okay.
Tab, help button. Tab, list view, zero items. Tab, add files, dot, 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 button.
Okay, so basically, there's not too much to this. We're just going to press space on our add files button.
Space, add files dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, zero items. Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, audio and video, 1 to 14, audio temp.
I'm going to go back into my audio temp.
Enter, preview button, folder view, list view, not selected, 01, track 1.mp3, 1 of 8.
And we're going to select just the mp3 files.
Tab, file name, colon, tab, files of type, colon, combo box, supported 5, supported 5. Wave left parent star, MPEG audio left parent star, dot MP3 right parent. Shift tab, file name, shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, 01, track 1.mp3, 1 to 4.
Since we had multiple file formats in this folder, I chose to go to my selected file types and change it to MP3.
02, track 2.mp3, 03, track 3.mp3, 01, track 1.mp3.
Go select all of them.
01 track 1.mp3, 02 track 2.mp3, 03 track 3.mp3, 04 track 4.mp3. Select tab, file name, colon, tab, files of type, colon, combo, tab, open button.
Tell it to open it.
Space, file merger, add files, dot, 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 button. Shift tab, list view, F colon, backslash, audio, temp, backslash, 01 track 1.mp3, 1, list view, F colon, backslash, audio, temp, backslash, 01 track 1.mp3, 1 to 4. F colon backslash audio temp backslash 02 track 2 F colon backslash audio temp backslash 03 track F colon backslash audio temp backslash 04 track 4.m.
Okay, we have the four files. They're in order. So we can tab.
Tab, add files, tab, remove button. Tab, remove all button, tab, preferred sampling rate, colon, tab, merge dot 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 button.
And we can go to the merge button.
Tab, cancel button. Shift tab, merge dot 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 button, merge dot 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 button.
Okay, let's press spacebar on the merge.
Space, save sound as dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, zero items. Shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, audio and video, 1 to 4, audio temp.
Gonna go back into audio temp, select that for our file folder.
Enter, folder view, list view, zero items. Tab, file name, colon, combo, box, zero items, file name, colon, edit, combo, zero items.
And we're just gonna call this merged.
M-E-R-G-E-D. Space.
Audio.
U-D-I-O.
Files.
F-I-L-E-S. Merged audio files, zero items. Tab, save as type, colon, combo box, wave left parent star dot wav right parent, 1 of 17.
And you can pick whatever for... You can pick whatever file format you want here. I'm going to pick MP3.
Wave left parent, MPEG audio left parent star dot MP3 right parent. Tab, save button.
And I'm going to save it.
Space. Processing merging files dialog, time remaining, colon, colon, 0% right parent, cancel button, 0%, 5%.
And I'm using the scripts here, so I'm going to get 10%. Progress indication. If you weren't using the scripts,
15%.
You wouldn't get this, but you could just simply use your up and down
20%.
Arrows.
Progress bar, 21%, time remaining, colon, 0124 left. Cancel button, 25%.
And you would get the same information. So, whether you're using the scripts or not really 100%. Shouldn't matter. The only thing I think the scripts helps on either one of these is when you're trying to select files.
35%.
From the list box. I think if you're not using the scripts, it was harder to do, but I can't swear to that, but I 40%. Thought I had read that somewhere. And once this is done, we will have a merged 45%. File of our four MP3 audio titles into one.
50%.
And once we're done with that, I'm going to bring that merged file up and we'll talk about cue points.
55%.
So this is a little bit over halfway done. Should be done in just a few 60%. More seconds.
Progress bar 61%. Time remaining : 0 o'clock 55 left parent 62% right parent.
55 seconds.
65%.
So. And as with the batch file processing, depending on your computer speed, depending on the length 70%. Of the files, depending on the file conversion format you're using, this can take from several 75%. Minutes to a half an hour or an hour, depending on what you're doing. So be patient with it.
80%.
It does take a little bit of time. This is a pretty fast computer. Right now I'm running on a 3 gigahertz machine, so all this
85%.
Works pretty quickly. And we're just about done.
90%.
Just a few more seconds.
95%.
Okay.
Gold Wave, the open file is untitled 1.
And that's all there is to file merging. Also, like the batch file conversion, it's a pretty simple process, not too hard to do. Like I said, the scripts may help you out a little on the adding files and folders boxes. But other than that, I don't believe it is very hard to do this one, either with the scripts or without. Okay. Now I'm going to bring up our merged audio file so I can go through cue points.
Menu bar file. Menu file menu. New dot dot dot. Open dot dot dot. Control plus O. Enter. Leaving menus. Open sound dialog. Shift tab. Folder. 02 track 2 dot mp3. 03 01 track 04 merged audio files dot mp3.
And I'm going to select this file.
Enter preview button. Processing audio decompression dialog. Time remaining. : 0% right parent. Cancel button. 0%. 25%. 65%. Gold Wave. The open file is merged audio files.mp3.
Okay, and I'm going to hit my status bar to see how long this file is. With the scripts, you can do Alt-Shift D, I believe.
The selected duration is 20 minutes, 33.11 seconds.
Yeah, to get your duration. Or if you're not running the scripts, you can do just an insert numpad 3 to get
the
your status.
Audio files.mp3. The file format is MPEG audio layer -3, 44,100 Hz, 128 kbps, joint stereo. The active control is stopped. The total playing time is 20 minutes, 33.11 seconds. The elapsed time is 0.0. The start marker is set at 0 seconds. The finish marker is set at 20 minutes, 33.11 seconds. The selected duration is 20 minutes, 33.11 seconds.
Okay, so we have our information. I'm going to start playing this. I believe I can play this music without copyright issues because it's actually from a friend of mine, their band. And since I'm not going to be playing the entire selections, I don't believe this is going to be a problem. But I need to play this some so I can show you how to do the cue points. So let's just start this. I'm going to press F4.
Play green button.
And to drop a cue point, you do. Let me turn this down a little. You do a control Q. Oh my. Let's see. You heard it say drop Q. I'm going to press Control Q again. Dropped another Q point. Let's see, I'm going to fast forward this a little bit. Now I'm going to drop another Q point. Control Q. Now I'm going to stop. Once you've dropped your cue points, now these are pretty close together. This, you wouldn't normally drop cue points just a few seconds apart, but I did just to save some time and just for instructional purposes. But to use these cue points, once you have them dropped and you're playing a file back, you can press your Control J key to jump to each cue point. And this allows you to place markers throughout your file so you can quickly jump through different segments. That's one thing you can do with the cue points. It allows you quick navigation through your files. You can kind of set bookmarks, I guess you could call them that. And so let me start this again.
Space. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 22.072 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 36.931 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 59.891 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 20:33.11 seconds.
And what that did is each time I pressed Control J to jump to the next cue point, it jumped to it, and it told me where it was in the file, and started playing at that point. You can also do a Control-Shift-J.
Jump to previous cue, the start marker is set at 59.891 seconds. Jump to previous cue, the start marker is set at 36.931 seconds.
Yes.
Jump to previous cue, the start marker is set at 22.072 seconds. Jump to previous cue, the start marker is set at 0 seconds.
And just for informational purposes, the start marker and finish markers are considered a cue point, even though we haven't told them that they are. They're considered. So that was jumping backwards through them. Now if I hit Control J.
Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 22.072 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 36.931 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 59.891 seconds. Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 20:33.11 seconds.
And that's all there is to it. This isn't a real good example. I'm going to show you a better example here when we go to split the file up. But just for informational purposes, again, while you're playing a file, you can drop a cue point by hitting Control and Q. Once you're playing a file that has cue points in it, you can press your Control J key to jump forward through the cue points. You can press Control Shift J to jump backwards in your cue points. And so if you have a 2 or 3 hour file, you know, you can put these all through the file and on some, but not all file formats, you can save these cue points out with the audio file and it will save them. Some formats will let you do this, some formats won't. You'll have to play around with it to see which ones will. I know Waves will, but I'm not real sure about the others. But I know there are limitations there. But on a file format that allows you to save these cue points, you could bring the file back up at a later time, and you have a bunch of little bookmarks you can just jump quickly through using, using GoldWave. These aren't going to work on, something like Winamp or Media Player, of course. But, they will work back inside of the GoldWave editor. Okay, I'm going to close this file now because I want to bring it back up again without the cue points in it.
Alt F menu, C, leaving menus, confirm dialog, quote merged audio files.mp3, quote has been modified. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button.
No, I don't.
Add gold wave, the open file is untitled 1.
I'm going to close that too.
Alt F menu, file C, menu bar, untitled 1, leaving menu bar, there is no open file.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do in this last segment is I'm going to bring our merged audio file up again. And I'm going to show you how to use the cue points editor to split the file up into shorter segments. So let's open.
Alt F, open, dot, dot, enter, leaving menus, shift, at zero, zero, merge, dot, enter, gold wave, processing audio decompression dialog, time remaining, :, 0%, right parent, cancel button, 0%, 40%. 95%. Gold wave. The open file is merged audio files.mp3.
Okay. So we have this up now. There's a couple of ways you can do this. Once you have a file up and you want to break it up into smaller segments. And I'll show you this briefly.
Menu bar. Edit.
In the edit menu.
Menu, edit menu, undo control, redo, can cut control, copy, that paste, can paste, that space, new, mix, dot, crossfade, override, replace, can delete, L, trim, control, auto, trim, mute, insert, silence, dot, dot, select, view, control, select, all, control, flip, channel, submenu, marker, submenu, cue point, submenu.
You have a cue point submenu here in your edit menu.
Edit cue points, dot, 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 drop cue, control, plus cue. Edit cue points, dot, dot, dot.
You can edit existing cue points that are already in it here.
Drop Q, control, plus Q.
This will drop a Q at the current marker, start marker position.
Jump to next Q, control, plus J.
There's our jump.
Jump to previous Q, shift, plus control, plus J.
There's our previous jump.
Split file unavailable.
Okay, then we have the split file, which it says here is unavailable. But if we had Q points placed, it would split the file at each cue point. So you could manually drop cue points. Say you had a 4-hour file and you wanted 4 1-hour files. We could go through the file by hitting a Shift E to bring up the markers position for the start and finish markers, and we could tell it we want a start marker placed at 1 hour. Then we could OK on that, and we could do a Control Q to drop a cue point at the 1 hour. We could do the Shift E again, go tell it we want a start marker placed at 2 hours, tell that OK, drop a cue point again with the Control Q, and again at 3 hours. And
split file unavailable.
Then if we went back to the edit menu and the
cue point submenu.
The cue point submenu.
Edit cue points dot dot dot. Split file unavailable.
And went back to the split file, it would be available and it would split them up into that 1 hour, 2 hour, and 3 hour segments. So we would end up having 4 1-hour chunks. But I'm also going to show you here how to do it through the cue points editor because it's simpler. And we have a little more flexibility there.
Cue points submenu, escape, menu bar, edit, effect, view, tool, options, tool.
So we're going to tools menu.
Menu, tool menu, control dot cue points dot effect chain at cue points dot dot dot. Control dot 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 checked. Cue points dot dot dot. Effect chain editor, expression about file merger dot CD reader dot control dot 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 cue points dot dot dot.
Yeah, we're going to go into cue points.
Enter, leaving menus, cue points dialog, and cue list colon, list view, 0 items.
It's telling us we don't have any cue points in this file. If we did, it would show in the list dialog here where they were at.
Tab, new dot 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 button, tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, auto cue dot 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 button.
We have an auto cue button.
Tab, import button, tab, list view, zero item, tab, new dot, tab, go tab, help button, tab, auto queue, dot, 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 button.
What auto queue is going to allow us to do, and I'm going to press my space bar on it.
Space, auto queue dialog, mark silence tab. Tab, search for silences with the following properties, colon. Tab, below threshold, left parent, db, right parent, colon, edit, minus 40.0. Tab, search for silences with the following properties, colon, edit, 1.50. Tab, minimum separation between queues, left parent as right parent, colon, edit, 0.00. Tab, queue placement with an area, left parent, percent, right parent, colon, edit, 50. Queue placement with a tab, queue name and colon, time base, left parent, h, colon, m, colon, as right parent, radio, tab, OK button, tab, cancel button, tab, help button, tab, mark silence, tab. Spacing tab. Mark silence tab.
And we have a couple of tabs in this dialog box.
Spacing tab. Mark silence tab.
What the mark silenced section of this box is going to allow us to do is select our cue points by silence. So if you had, say you brought a tape in of an album and you've got 10 songs on it, but it's, since you've brought it in the Gold Wave from a tape, it's just going to be one long file. We could use cue points in this case to put a cue point on every one of those silences between each song to allow us to split that up into the individual songs.
Tab, search for silences with the following properties, colon. Tab, below threshold, left parent, db, right parent, colon, edit, minus 40.0.
That's how quiet it is before it will be considered silence, and minus 40 should be fine.
Tab, search for silences with the following properties, colon, edit, 1.50.
1.50 seconds. It needs to be at least 1.5 seconds in order to be considered silence in this case.
Tab, minimum separation between queues, left parent as right parent, colon, edit, 0.00.
That's telling us the minimum amount of time in which we're allowed to place cue points. You may want to set this to a couple of minutes. I'm going to leave it at zero, but it's so the cue points doesn't erroneously place cue points too close together.
Tab, cue placement with an area, left parent, percent, right parent, colon, edit, 50.
That will place it right in the middle of the silence at 50%. You probably don't want to change that. I would leave that.
Tab, cue name and colon, time base, left parent, h, colon, m, colon, as right parent, radio, button checked, 3 of 3.
The cue points are, in this case, named by time marks, time references.
Cue name and colon, letter, left parent, a, b, c, dot, 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 right parent, radio, button checked,
you could give them letters, a, b, c, d.
Cue name and colon, number, left parent, 1,
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cue name and colon, time base, left parent, h, colon, m, colon, as right parent, radio, button checked.
For this, we're just going to leave them at their time reference.
Tab, OK button.
OK. Now, when we press the OK key, Goldwave will look through this file and it will find all the silences that are at least 1.5 seconds long, and it will place markers on each one of them.
Tab, cancel button, tab, help button, tab, mark silence, tab, shift tab, shift tab, cancel button, shift tab, OK button.
So I'm going to press OK.
Space, processing, mark silence, dialogue, time remaining, colon, colon, 0%, right parent, cancel button, 0%, 95%, cue points, dialogue, and cue list, colon, auto cue, dot, 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 button, tab, import button, tab, export button, tab, list view, 10040.53088, apostrophe, apostrophe, vertical bar, zoom, 1 of 3, list view, 10040.53088, apostrophe, apostrophe, vertical bar, zoom, 12009.24.3015.25.40807, apostrophe, apostrophe, vertical bar, zoom.
And, oh boy.
Tab, new dot 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 button, tab, edit dot 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 button, and tab, delete button, tab, delete all button, tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, copy all button, tab, split file dot 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 button. Tab, auto queue, dot, 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 button, tab, import button, tab, export button, tab, list view, 30152540807, apostrophe, apostrophe, vertical bar, zoom, 3 of 3, 20092454676, 30152540807, apostrophe.
Okay, I understand this now.
20104035388, apostrophe, apostrophe, vertical bar, zoom.
It's saying marker number 1.
10040.53088?vertical.bar.zoo1 of 3.
And that's a little quick, I'm sorry, but it's at 4 minutes and something.
20092.54667.
Marker 2 is at 9 minutes 24 seconds.
30152.54807.
3 is at 15:23. So that's how it names them in this case. We could have just said 1, 2, 3, or we could have said A, B, C, D, but the time allows you to see where the marker's at a little easier once you understand what the list is telling you.
Tab, new dot dot tab, edit dot tab, delete button tab, delete all button tab, close button tab, help button tab, copy all button tab, split file dot 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 button.
You can hit the split file button here. If you're absolutely sure that the markers are placed properly, I believe we can escape out of this.
Tab, auto queue dot tab, import button tab, export button tab, list view, 305 tab, new dot 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 button. Gold wave, the open file is merged audio files dot mp3.
And I'm going to just try and see if this is the case. We're going to go back out to our song. I'm going to start play.
Play green button.
And I'm going to jump by doing a control J through the cue points.
Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 4 minutes 03.53 seconds.
Yes, and it sounds like it placed it just right. It's into the next song.
Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 9 minutes 24.54 seconds.
Again, we hear nice silence. And there's our next song.
Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 15 minutes 25.40 seconds.
Nice silence again. And there starts our final song.
Jump the next cue. The start marker is set at 20 minutes 33.11 seconds.
Which is our finish marker. Okay, so now that we know our cue points are set correctly for this file, we can either go up to the edit menu.
Menu, edit, memory. Paste, paste, loop, mix, dot, crossfade, dot, override, replace, delete, trim, can, auto, trim, mute, insert, select, select all, can, channel, submenu, marker, sub, cue point, submenu.
You go to the cue point submenu.
Edit cue point, split file.
And split the file here. Or we could go back to the tools menu and go to the cue points editor and click on the file split button there.
Enter, leaving menus, split file. C colon backslash documents and settings backslash rig backslash my documents backslash my. Tab, destination folder colon edit humans and settings backslash rig backslash my documents backslash my music.
Okay, and it's wanting to know where to put these split files.
Tab, browse button. Tab, override existing files checkbox not checked. Tab, method of naming split files use cue name for file name radio button checked. 3 of 3.
It's going to use our cue points name there, so you'll need to rename that once it saves them out.
Tab, method of naming split files, prefix original file name, checkbox not checked.
Oh, okay, you could prefix the original name to it as well, and I'm going to do that to show you.
Space checked. Tab, file format use CD compatible wave formatted alignment radio button checked. 3 of 3. File format use files current formatted attributes radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Okay, you can either, once we split these files up, you can either leave them as their current format.
File format, use CD compatible wave formatted alignment radio button check.
Use the CD compatible format, which is wave.
File format, use default save formatted attributes radio button check. 2 of 3.
Or use the default.
File format, use files current formatted attributes radio button check.
We're going to use just the current, which is MP3.
Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, help button. Tab. Tab, destination folder, colon, edit, humans and settings, backslash, rig, backslash, my documents, backslash, my music.
So that's just going into my music in my documents folder, and,
Tab, browse button.
We're going to change that by pressing spacebar on the browse button.
Space, browse for folder dialog, select a folder, colon, OK button. Shift tab, make new folder button. Shift tab, select a folder, colon, preview, my music closed, 4 of 14, level 2, my music, backslash. Level 1, my documents open, level 2, Bitcoin closed, fill it closed, level 1, my documents open, level 2, Bitcoin closed, level 1, my documents closed, my computer closed, my computer opened, level 2, 3, 1, half, XP, DVD, other stuff, left pair, other stuff, level 3, archive stuff, audio books. archive level 2, other stuff left paranoid colon right, level 3, level other audio dash video left paranoid colon right paranoid.
I have a few drives here.
Audio back level 3, audio and video closed, audio temp. Tab, make new folder, tab, OK button, space, split file. Tab, override existing files, checkbox not checked.
We're not overwriting anything.
Shift tab, browse button, shift tab, destination folder, colon edit, F colon backslash audio temp.
Okay, and it's going to where I want it now.
Tab, 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 method of naming, tab, file format, tab, OK button.
Click space on my OK button.
Space, warning dialog, no cue point exists at the beginning of the file, so no file name can be assigned. The beginning of the file up to the first cue point will not be split into a separate file. Continue, OK button.
Ew, interesting. I guess we needed to put a cue point at the beginning. Let's see what this does.
OK button, space, error dialog, the MP3 encoder cannot be found. Please download and install an MP3 encoder. Show more information left parent on website right.
And Goldwave likes to do this from time to time. It likes to forget where my lame encoder's at. So...
Space, Goldwave, the open file is merged audio files.mp3, Windows Internet Explorer. No Windows active, press Windows key, Alt Tab, Goldwave. Space. Title is Goldwave. Menu bar, file. Alt F, menu, file, men, open, dot, 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 control, enter, leaving menus, combo box, zero items, open sound dialog, file name, Col-Z, shift tab, folder view, list view, not selected, 01 track 1 dot mp3, 1 of 5, 02 track 0, 04 track 4, merged audio files, dot enter, processing audio decompression dialog.
So let's try this again.
Colon, 0% right parent, cancel button, 0%.
Going to bring my merged file back in.
Space, gold wave, the open file is merged audio files, dot mp3. Space. Play green button.
Oh, and I seem to be having a slight difficulty here with my player.
Alt tab, Internet Explorer cannot display the web page dash Windows Internet Explorer. Internet Explorer cannot display the web. Alt F7. Alt F4, for a list of gold wave commands, press Alt Tab, Cygate Personal Firewall 09/14/2006/15/2919, Cygate Personal Firewall 09/14/2006/15/2919 dialog, Internet Explorer left parent explore.x right parent is trying to connect to www.goldwave.com left bracket 216.251.43.1.
No, that was just when I had the error.
Http-world space, checked. Tab, yes, but space.
So we'll disregard that.
Alt tab, gold wave, for a list of gold space. Alt F, C, leaving menus, confirm dialog, quote merged audio files.mp3, quote has been modified. Do you want to save the changes? Yes button. N, gold wave, there is no open file.
And let's open this again, I'm sorry.
Alt F, menu, 10F, colon, new, dot, dot, open, dot, 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 can enter, leaving menus, OO, shift, 0, 6, 0, merged audio, enter, processing audio decompression dialog, time remaining, colon, colon. 0% right parent, cancel button, 40%. 65%.
Take you through this real
gold
quick again.
File is merged audio files.mp3. Play green button. Stop playback. Alt F menu, edit view menu, all tool menu, CD control, Q points, dot, dot, enter, leaving menus, list view, zero items, Q points, style, tab, new, dot, dot, tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, auto Q, dot, 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 button. Space, auto cue dialog, mark silence tab. Tab, search for silences tab, below threshold left tab, search tab, minimum separation tab, cue placement with an area left tab, cue naming tab, OK button, space, processing mark silence dialog, time remaining, colon, colon, 0% right parent, cancel button, 0%.
And I'm just quickly taking you through this again.
Dialog, and cue list colon, auto cue dot import button. Auto cue dot tab, import tab, export but tab, list view 100403.5, list view 100402030152505.40807, apostrophe, vertical bar divided by.
So we got our cue points set again.
Tab, new dot dot tab, edit dot dot but tab, delete button, delete tab, delete all but tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, copy all button, tab, split file dot dot button, split file dot dot button.
And I'm just going to hit our split file here. We should get the same dialog box as we got previously.
Space, split file. Tab, destination folder, colon, edit, F, colon, backslash, audio, temp.
Right.
Tab, browse button. Tab, override existing files, checkbox not checked. Tab, method of naming split files, use queue name for file name, radio button checked, 3 of 3. Tab, method of naming split files, prefix original file name, checkbox checked. Space, not checked.
I'm going to uncheck that this time.
Tab, file format, use files current format and attributes, radio button checked, 1 of 3. File format is default save format attributes radio button checked. File format is CD compatible wave format alignment radio button checked.
For this, just for this demonstration, I'm going to tell it to do wave just so I don't get that error message again saying it can't find my MP3 encoder. You should normally be able to do that though. But just so we don't get an error again.
Tab, OK button, space, warning dialog. No cue point exists at the beginning of the file, so no file name can be assigned. The beginning of the file up to the first cue point will not be split into a separate file. Continue, OK button, space, processing, saving, apostrophe, divided by dot log dialog. Time remaining, :, 0% right parent, cancel button, 0%.
I must need to set...
Apostrophe, divided by dot log, a duplicate file name was detected. Split settings or cue point names must be changed to avoid file name clashes. OK button, space, cue points dialog, and cue list :, split file ... button.
Oh, what am I doing?
Auto cue ... button, split file ... copy all button, help button, close button, delete all button, delete button, edit ... button, new ... button. Space, edit cue point dialog, name :, edit. S-T-A-R-T, tab, position :, edit, 0 o'clock, 0.00000.
Yeah, let's just give it one at the beginning so it's happy.
Tab, description :, edit, tab, okay button, space, cue points dialog, and cue list :, new ... button, edit ... button. Shift tab, new ... shift tab, list view, 3015, 40 o'clock, 3210. 2009.10403.203040.00000 start.
That fourth marker is our marker at the very, very beginning at 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Tab, new .tab, edit tab, delete button, tab, delete all button, tab, close button, tab, help button, tab, copy all button, tab, split file ... space, split file. Tab, destination tab, method of naming tab, file for tab, OK button.
And let's try it one more time. I apologize for this. I haven't done this before, so I'm as new and green as it is with doing it as you are.
Space, processing, saving, start .log dialog, time remaining, :, 0% right parent, cancel button, error dialog, apostrophe, divided by .log, this file already existed, will not be overwritten, OK button, space, cue points dialog, and cue list :, split file ... button.
Let's see what's going on there.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, num lock on. Num lock off, home. Recite, my enter. My computer, list view, X, DVD, other stuff, audio, dash, video, left, enter, list, audio, 10. Enter, list view, not selected, apostrophe, divided by dot log, music tasks. 01 track, apostrophe. Confirm, space, list view, not, 01000003 track, 0404 track, folk, merged audio, start dot log. Confirm, file, delete, dial, space.
Okay, I'm getting rid of those temporary files.
Alt tab, cue points. For a list of goal tab, auto cue, shift tab, split file ... space, split file. Tab, file form tab, okay, tab, cancel, shift tab, okay, space, processing, saving, start .log dialog, time remaining, :, 0% right parent, cancel button, error dialog, apostrophe, divided by .log, a duplicate file name was detected, split settings or cue point.
Well, I sure wish I knew how to do this, so I guess I don't either.
Tab, space, cue points dialog, and cue list :, split file ... button, space, split file, tab, destination folder :, edit, F :, back tab, browse button, tab, override existing files, check, tab, method of naming split files, use cue name for file name, radio button checked, 3 of, method of naming split files, use base file name and number, radio button checked, 2 of, method of naming split files, use cue name prefix with base file name and number, radio button checked, 1 of 3, method of naming split files, base file name :, method of naming split files, prefix original file name, checkbox not checked, method of naming split files, use cue name for file name, radio button checked, 3 of 3, method of naming split files, prefix original file name, checkbox not checked. Method of naming split files, use cue name for file name, radio button checked, 3 of 3. Method of naming split files, use base file name and number, radio button checked, 2 of 3. Use base file name and number, radio button checked, 2 of 3.
Let's see if that helps.
Tab, method of naming split files, base file name, :, edit, track number. Tab, method of naming split files, first number, :, edit, 1. Tab, method of naming split files, prefix original file name, checkbox not checked. Tab, file format is CD compatible. Tab, OK button.
What I told it to do is just put a track 01, 02, 03 in front of it so we don't get a duplicate name.
Alt tab, audio temp. Audio temp, 04 track 4.home, 01 track 1.mp3, 01 track 1.ma, 0 2 track 0 2 0 0 0 4 0 4 merged audio files dot start dot log. Confirm file delete dot space. Apostrophe apostrophe divided by audio temp con- no button. Yes button. Space list view not select. 0 4 track merged audio files dot all tab for a list of gold wave.
Go out there and clear my temporary files again.
Tab cancel button shift tab OK button.
And let's try this one more time.
Space processing saving track 001 dot log dialog time remaining colon colon 0% right parent cancel button 50% Q points dialog and Q list colon split file dot 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 button.
Okay.
Tab auto Q dot tab 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 list view tab new dot tab and tab 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 close button space gold wave the open file is merged audio files dot mp3.
Let's go back out to our file folder.
Alt tab audio temp list view merged audio files dot mp3 track 001 dot log. Track 002.log, track 003.log, track 004.log. Track, 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 zero, merged audio files.mp3.
And we have four tracks now, so I apologize for all the difficulties in showing you how to split up a large file into the smaller files. As you can see, you have to be careful about names so you don't get any kind of duplicate names. Looks like the best way would be the last way I did it, where we select that it put a track and then a 001, 002, 003 for the file names. And that way we avoid any duplicate names, and then we won't get an error. So.
Tab address edit combo. Shift tab list view merged audio files dot mp3.
Close that.
Alt F4 for a list of gold wave. Title is gold wave.
And then we're back into gold wave. And that pretty much wraps that up. That's how you use the cue points to put markers in the file and jump around them, and also how you can use the cue points editor to set up cue points in silent sections of a file to break it up, or like I said, you can do it manually. So we've covered batch file conversion, how you can convert several files or a folder of files from one format to another. I've showed you how to use the file merger utility to take several files and merge them into one single file. We've used the cue points to show you how to drop cue points with the Control Q key, and how to jump around those cue points in the file by using the Control J and the Shift Control J keys to either jump forward or backwards through the cue points in the file. And last, I've showed you how to use cue points in order to split up a large file, either manually by dropping the cue points in the file manually and telling it to do a file split, or having Goldwave find silence in the merged file or the single file and dropping cue points at each silence mark to automatically split it up in that way. So that about concludes it. I hope this has been helpful. I hope I haven't confused you too much. Like I said, I haven't did a file split using the cue points either, so you can see that I'm just as new at it as you are, but we did figure it out. So thanks for listening. I'm glad everybody has liked the Gold Wave tutorials I've done. This probably for the moment may be the final one, unless I can find some other things I'd like to demonstrate. If so, thank you for listening to all these. And if I come back again, hopefully I'll have something interesting for you to listen to as well. Thanks for listening, and have a good day. Bye.
Contact information. You can reach me via email at Rick Harmon, RickHarmon, at sbcglobal.net. You can also reach me on Skype. My Skype name is rharmon928. You can also reach me at MSN Messenger, and my contact there is rharmon928@hotmail.com. Please feel free to contact me with comments that you may have on any of my BCT podcasts, or comments as far as any podcasts you would like me to do in the future. Contacting me via email works best. I generally respond to emails the same day. If you contact me on Skype or MSN, those are on most of the time, but I typically don't necessarily answer those immediately, especially MSN. MSN's on a lot, but I typically am not using it, so email is the best. If you have any computer questions or assistive technology questions, I'd be happy to try and answer any of those as well. So thanks for your contacts.